because of a report from Jermot C. Reeb. You were accused of stealing important data from your brother's server. Stolen data? That couldn't be true. For a moment, I was completely stunned. Then rage flamed up in me, and I jumped out of bed, very upset. I would have loved to throw the police out of the apartment on the spot. Hey, don't you have anything better to do than to rudely awaken an exhausted man in the early morning? You let pedophiles and criminals run around freely, but you send a riot squad to get a respectable citizen? That's what I would have loved to cry. Maybe I did. Though the police were expecting a rational explanation from me, not an outburst of fury. But besides that, this was all rubbish. I couldn't think of anything. I must have looked so baffled that one of the men helped me out. We are very sorry, but our colleagues in Kreuzlingen have requested assistance with the case from us in Zurich. We are assigned to... Such an ass! Your colleagues are mad, I interrupted him, wildly gesticulating. Don't you verify this kind of shit beforehand? My voice sounded sharp and piercing. Even to me, it sounded a bit too loud. An order is an order. Before we start to turn the apartment upside down and search every inch of it, you'd better hand over the data straight away. The policeman who said this, a young guy, seemed pretty confident. I don't have anything, nothing I could hand over. What is this all about? I was blameless, but still I was feeling terrible. My thoughts were racing through all the possibilities that could have raised such a suspicion. How could my brother presume I'd stolen data? Was he angry because I didn't work for him anymore? Did he want to put obstacles in the way of my independence? Still, I couldn't believe that Jermot C. was reacting so recklessly. It had to be all a misunderstanding. The police, after realizing I was not going to help, set to work. In no time, they searched drawers, wardrobes, lifted mattresses, took frames from the wall, and moved furniture. Victoria, who had hastily put a bathrobe on top of her agent provocateur negligee, looked at me, deeply worried. How I would have loved to... Anyway, I shrugged, frustrated, went briefly to the bathroom and got dressed while everything around me was rattled and rumbling. Such an ass, I muttered to myself, meaning Jermot C., who was responsible for all this mess. In the meantime, I was standing hesitantly between the hall and living room. The police were carrying away several laptops in front of me. Are these yours? I nodded quietly. We have to confiscate them.